He's really good. You're not.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, Office for the Evening is on the thing. So I think we voted on barbecue on a bun, baked beans, coleslaw, mashed salad, strawberry shortcake for dessert. So they already have a good way.
Settle down. Thank you. Okay, we'd like to bring this public hearing to order. Deputy Clerk Kelly.
Adopting Local Law D for the year 2018, amending Local Law 4 for the year 2015, setting policy on acquisition and sale of tax delinquent property in St. Lawrence County. Be it enacted by the Board of Legislators of the County of St. Lawrence as follows. Section 1. This local law shall supersede and repeal all prior local laws regarding the real property tax foreclosure proceedings. Section 2. Pursuant to Article 11 of the Real Property Tax Law, the St. Lawrence County Legislature hereby exercises the following options for the collection of delinquent taxes in St. Lawrence County. Section 3. A minimum fee of $150 shall be charged to each parcel with delinquent taxes on June 1st of the year following the tax bill. This fee shall be used to cover the cost involved in tax foreclosure, primarily abstracting and legal fees. Section 4. The tax enforcement officer is hereby empowered to take installment payments of delinquent taxes. Said installment payment shall have a payment term of 24 months with payments due every 3 months. The tax enforcement officer shall add $2 to all delinquent tax bills to cover the cost of notifying the taxpayer of this right. All installment agreements shall be entered into on or before September 30th of the year in which the tax becomes a lien. The tax enforcement officer shall collect 25% of the tax due at the time the taxpayer signs the installment payment agreement. The remaining 7 installments are payable every quarter, with the first one due on December 1st following the installment agreement. Section 5. The tax enforcement officer, who is the county treasurer, is hereby authorized to accept a deed in lieu of enforcement of collections of delinquent taxes under Article 11. Section 6. Except where prohibited by state law, prior owners will be permitted to purchase property acquired by the county in foreclosure for the amount of the back taxes, plus any assessed penalties, interest, and fees, no less than 30 days prior to the tax sale auction. Section 7. All property acquired by the county pursuant to Article 11 shall be sold at public auction held on the second Saturday in September of the auction year or at a properly advertised private sale subject to approval by the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators. A private sale may be deemed necessary in order to reduce the liability risk to the county. Section 8. The county sells only its lien and interest, does not warrant title, and will convey only by quitclaim deed. No abstract will be provided. Section 9. Any fees associated with the auction and conveyances of property sold at public auction, to include auctioneer fee, buyer's premium, advertised fee, and recording fee, will be the responsibility of the bidder. Section 10. At a public auction, the highest bidder must tender 20% of the bid or a $50 deposit, whichever is greater. In addition, the highest bidder is responsible for any buyer's premium, auctioneer fee, and possible advertising fee payable by certified check, money order, cash, or credit. The balance is due within 30 days. Also payable by certified check, money order, cash, or credit card. Confirmation of the sale by the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators is unnecessary for Article 11 property sold at public auction. The county must sell to the highest bidder unless the highest bidder defaults. Upon default of the highest bidder, the deposit will be forfeited and the county reserves the right to accept the bid of the second highest bidder. Section 11. The former owner or any person who may be acting as an agent of the former owner, whether disclosed or undisclosed, is strictly prohibited from bidding at the auction. Section 12. Any bidder who owns property in St. Lawrence County and is delinquent in their taxes shall be prohibited from bidding at the auction. The term delinquent is defined as prior year tax delinquency. No other person who may be acting as an agent of this bidder shall be allowed to bid at the auction. Section 13. for properties with actual or suspected environmental contamination, application may be made to the court in an effort to gain temporary incident of ownership, granting St. Lawrence County the legal authority to enter such property and conduct an environmental investigation to determine the nature and extent of any environmental contamination which may exist at the property and the cost for addressing such contamination. Section 14, the cost to St. Lawrence County associated with addressing actual and suspected environmental contamination of a property, including investigative, cleanup, and legal cost, may be charged to the assessed owner and include on the tax assessment roll. The prior owner shall have the right to redeem their property up until 30 days prior to the tax sale auction. However, such payment to redeem shall include all costs associated with addressing environmental contamination of the property funded by St. Lawrence County, including any investigative cleanup and legal cost. Section 15, this local law shall take effect July 1st, 2018.
Thank you, Kelly. At this time is public. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Would anyone like to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Janet Rich, and I live in Canton, New York. Is this regarding the Bell's property? Is this why this is being done now? Or is this because we're purchasing Bell's property?
Not specifically, no.
Okay. So I have issues with cleaning up people's property. It's expensive, and it's being given to the taxpayers. There's very few taxpayers in the village of Canton, New York. And we are going to be cleaning up probably all of Riverside Drive by the time this project's all done. And I have sincere concerns about the cost of this. The entire village is falling down, not just Riverside Drive.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So hearing none, we'll declare this special board meeting or public hearing closed, and we'll resume in 1 minute. Okay, we'll start the board meeting. We'll call to order.
Hooper? Here. Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
Lapierre?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha? Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Bay?
Here.
Timmerman? Colbert? Burke? Arquette, Paquin, Bell, Ten present.
Okay, thank you. Joe Timmerman and Tony Arquette and Larry Denisha have been excused, and I believe also Greg Paquin is fulfilling his duties as baseball coach now that the snow has been removed from the field, and I think they'll be playing nonstop until we get snow again. But is anyone here from Chad? Did you receive any confirmation? So he should be along. At this time, we'll have the prayer offered by Mr. Leader and then followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Lord, thank you for the abundant blessings you have bestowed upon this county and on us here tonight. Thank you for capable and hardworking department heads, for our administrator, our attorney, and our new assistant administrator. Bless and protect them and all those who work for this county. We ask for your guidance in our discussions and your approval of the decisions made here this evening. Allow us to use the gifts and strengths given us so as to truly benefit those we have been elected to serve. Incline our hearts to continually strive for the good of the other. Give us patience and wisdom so that we might be equipped to successfully meet the issues which come before us. Finally, thank you for the privilege of serving with so many hardworking and caring legislators. Through this body, continue to build up and protect St. Lawrence County. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Mr. Leader.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So the first, next up is the approval of tonight's agenda. Is there a motion by Mr. Burke, seconded by Mr. Perkins? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes from April 2nd, 2018. Moved by Mr. Perkins, seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert's not here. Mr. Lightfoot, would you do the resolution for Mr. Colbert, the number first one there, please? Okay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up, we have a presentation from Andrea Montgomery for the annual Office of the Aging Awards.
Good evening. The 2018 Senior of the Year Award is being presented to a man who has dedicated his life serving his beloved community of Governor. Fred was an accomplished athlete in school, earning himself the nickname Fast Freddy. After graduating from SUNY Canton, Fred worked as a lab technician, a laborer for the Seaway Development, a bookkeeper, and a manager of G.W. White. In 1976, Fred and his wife Anna opened up Easton Hardware, which they operated for 29 years while raising their three sons. Fred has also been very active in the local sports community as a coach and sponsoring local programs. Fred was the treasurer of the Greater Governor Recreation Center and is an honorary member of the Governor Elks. Fred is also a member of the Governor Kiwanis for over 38 years. Fred dedicates his time to being the site supervisor at Riverview Park and last year started volunteering at the newly opened Governor Nutrition Center. Fred is well known in his community for his generosity, particularly to children. He states that he has worked so hard with our local youth to show them the way and to ensure a safe and attractive environment for our next generations. On behalf of the St. Lawrence County Office for the Aging and the Board of Legislators, it is our honor to present Fred Easton with this year's Senior of the Year Award. Presenting will be Chairman Akers.
Citizen of the Year. The certificate is presented to Fred Easton in recognition for excellence and outstanding service. The St. Lawrence County Administration and the St. Lawrence Council of Senior Citizens are proud and honored to recognize you for your outstanding contributions. Your kindness and generosity exemplifies the value and importance of your service to older adults within our community. Your countless hours of dedication and service. services are due the respect and appreciation of your peers, the Office of Aging, and the County Council of Senior Citizens, as well as the gratitude of the county administration and the citizens of St. Lawrence County that you so dutifully serve. We are proud and honored to recognize you for this outstanding achievement of making your community a better place to live. In witness thereof, we have caused this certificate to be signed on the 7th day of May, in the year 2018. Thank you.
Last week, I was married to my wife for 59 years, and I do all the volunteer, and she does all the work, but I thank you for this here, but she deserves half of this. God bless all of you.
Thank you. So we have communications. Kelly?
A resolution was received from the town of Russell requesting the plaque from the Russell Bridge be donated to the Russell Museum for Historic Preservation.
That's it. Okay. Citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone? Yes, Ms. Rich?
First of all, if I could, sign your website today, and it's a lot different than Friday. And you got the minutes, it's changed. Maybe I've been wrong and misunderstood it, but it's got the budget being voted on April 30th, but I was just noticing it today. So maybe I'm mistaken. I guess my first question is, do any of you feel insurance buyouts are double taxation for government employees?
Ms. Rich, we cannot answer you. It's just a time for you to express your opinion.
All right, well, that would be my first question. My second one is, I'm going to call this Operation Accountability. Why do we place drug addicts with the disabled and the elderly? My other one is, does the housing get extra money for placing drug addicts with them, reforming drug addicts? We hire a state police detective for a welfare fraud, yet well child visits or social services are sent by single people. I find that very questionable. And Operation Gravy Trade, I'll call it Operation Greed, I find enabling addicts for 18 months and creating 18 months of addiction is really concerning to me, seeing that how many beds do we have for these people? Are we only thinking about putting them in prison, or are we thinking about anything else for them? And everything, the poor need to be able to afford the police. We are, and I guess my other question is, did we watch any overdoses or suicides? You know, how many beds do we have in St. Lawrence County for addiction? What have we done for addiction and suicides? We're about 12 years too late. And I guess my last one is, we have two murder cases, Mrs. McDonald and Garrett Phillips, and they're still not solved, yet we're 18 months watching drug addicts. I find some of this really sad. That's about it.
Thank you, Ms. Rich. Is there anyone else? Yes.
Luke Daly, Parrishville, and I wanted to let you know that you could have saved us a whole lot of trouble, a whole lot of money, and a lot of time we could have been doing other things if you had voted to preclude pilots for industrial wind turbines and industrial wind projects that provide only a few jobs. And I think that other counties have done this and that we should still consider looking at that. These projects employ less than a handful of people, and they want millions of our tax dollars to be forgiven to them. So I think the whole issue of pilots, I've been seeing that they wanted to put a cloud-based use some of our electricity up there on the river and for cloud-based computing storage. That would have used lots and lots of our municipal power, just like the Bitcoin business. And that's that they want to just take from here and not give back. And that's why we really need to look carefully at pilots, make sure that there are definite employment that goes along with it, because this, the whole wind project that we have just been battling in Parrishville and Hopkinton was going to provide less than 5 jobs. And they would have used, they wanted to pay 15% to 20% of the taxes. So these pilots are really the key to protecting our tax dollars, making sure that anybody that gets one is really providing the jobs. Sorry to bother you again. At least we didn't bring a pack of paper today, and so you can be relieved that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Daly. Anyone else? Okay, that concludes our citizen participation. We'll have the presentation of the resolutions. Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contract requesting grant.
So we, I don't know. It's the vibe. Okay. So we have the motion by Mr. Hooper. Is there a second? Seconded by John Burke and Lisa Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper. Okay. So we still have mic problems. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Bell and Mr. Burt. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Okay, motion passes. Mr. Hooper.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Motion is carried. Mr. Hooper. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution adopting the assessment of fair housing in St. Lawrence County 2017.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the Kansas Chamber of Commerce for use of the parking lots at the HB Smith Building and the courthouse for the annual Dairy Princess Parade.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Troy and Banks Incorporated for utility and telecommunication auditing services in Woodbridge.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer resolution for authorization to fill a building maintenance worker position in the governmental services department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer resolution for authorization to abolish two senior motor vehicle clerk positions and create and fill a motor vehicle clerk position and a motor vehicle supervisor position in the Department of Motor Vehicles and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill an advocate worker for the elderly position in the Office for the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker / CPS position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a resource agent position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary coordinator of community health services position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill an account clerk typist position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a deputy director position and create and fill a director of preventative services position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a community health nurse position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a community health nurse position and create and fill a public health nurse position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a supervising community health nurse position in the Public Health Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Auctions International for property tax auction services on foreclosed real properties in St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Joe LaPierre. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for recommendation for amending the classification adjustment to the management slash non-union title registered physician assistant on the county management salary schedule and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. One no. Motion carried. Mr. Colbert, will you do Mr. Timmermans
sure.
first?
Offer a resolution recognizing Clarkston University women's hockey team for excellence and outstanding achievement in capturing the NCAA Division I National Championship title and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot, Mr. Fay, and Mr. Hooper, Ms. Bell, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? I will just say it's a great achievement. Three times in 5 years is really unprecedented. So, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill 7 temporary labor positions in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the donation of a plaque from the County Route 24 Bridge over the Grass River, bin 336-3520, to the Russell Historical Association and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Highways capital projects for the purchase of multi-use trail equipment and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre? 11 yes, 4 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing settlement of the Supreme Court action case David L. Brown versus County of St. Lawrence and modifying the 2018 budget for liability and casualty reserve and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot? LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a deputy director position in the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper, Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the Child and Family Services Plan and attestation for 2018 through 2023 and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Mr. Berg. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a municipal comprehensive runaway and homeless youth services plan and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Forsyth, if you'll read your resolution, please. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution adopting Local Law D for the year 2018, amending Local Law 4 for the year 2015, setting policy on acquisition and sale of tax delinquent property in St. Lawrence County, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Fay, and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign documents necessary to accept grant funding for capital improvements and improvements to the St. Lawrence County Courthouse and modifying the 2018 budget for the County Administrator's Office, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign documents necessary to accept grant funding for safety equipment for St. Lawrence County, first responders, and fire departments, and modifying the 2018 budget for the County Administrator's Office, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Bell. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth? Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
11 yes, 4 absent.
Okay, motion carried. Ms. Bell. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper and Ms. Fay. Mr. Fay, I'm sorry. Now at the bottom on the now therefore it be resolved, let's put in the name of Adam Simmons, and the salary is at $48,909. Did we have a second to yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So any discussion? Let's give an opportunity for Mr. Simmons to introduce himself. If you would, please step up the mic, tell people who you are, and give us a little dirt.
Excellent. Just want to thank you for the opportunity to serve in this role. I've worked under Jeff, who has recently retired, for the past 4 years, and very excited to move into this position and continue along the lines that Jeff and I have already started. Thank you.
Okay, you got to talk longer because Kelly's screen just went blank, so we gotta give her some time here.
Excellent. I would have brought some props or something. But yes, thank you very much for the opportunity, and like I said, you know, Jeff and I have had the opportunity to work together for a while, and I believe that our department has achieved a level of excellence and integrity, and that's something that I very much look forward to and continuing for the next 26 years of my life. So thank you very much again to Ms. Bell for the opportunity to interview with her, and are you all set?
We're good. Okay. Thank you. That's a good filler. Okay, so let's take a vote. All those in favor of Mr. Simmons, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Congratulations and welcome,
you,
Adam.
Thank you.
The next resolution is mine, and it's proclaiming May 7th through the 13th of 2018 as National Correction Officers and Employees Week in St. Lawrence County. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Where's the sheriff here?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, would you like to speak to this?
We're talking about a hard group of men and women who, go out there and they're kind of the unrecognized uniformed personnel and other staff that work in corrections. People don't see them as much. But it's a job that very few people can make it through a whole career doing. There's very few people make it through 25 years doing that job. So we appreciate them, and we know how hard they work. We've also developed a letter and some other things in regards to this week that it's already been given out to the employees. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we want to thank them for their service and their role in protecting the citizens of St. Lawrence County. It's a tough job. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up is our county administrator's report. Ruth?
Wanted to introduce Dylan to those of you who haven't met him. Dylan Soper started his first day in the office today. He's here with us this evening, as well as wish my congratulations to Adam. The staff continues to grow and strengthen with good hires, and my hope is that we continue with that. Wanted to let you know that we conducted the first of three trainings that we're pushing out to staff on mental health first aid. This is something I brought to your attention a couple of months ago. We've been able to acquire some free training. So the first of that training series began last week, and some of our staff was able to take advantage of that. We also, hosted by Human Resources and Civil Service from New York State, held a Civil Service 101 in partnership with the City of Ogdensburg to basically spend some time understanding one of the very important areas of hiring that we are working with in St. Lawrence County. We'll continue to bring those types of trainings to our staff, and certainly if legislators are ever interested, you're welcome to attend. Last week we met with court staff. As you know, we've been working towards an environment of vertical security, but also improving security in the courthouse. As we know, there's a lot of traffic in and out of this building, and I think making sure that both the court security that's here understand the dynamic and work with the county to ensure that we have a safe environment. We continue to work on the courthouse updates. The initial estimates have come in that I've been talking to you about with regard to the doors and window areas that are aging, and some of them aren't closing properly necessarily, so we're working on some of those. We'll bring to you for appropriation. That is part of the resolution tonight with the courthouse repairs in Senator Ritchie's grant, so we're grateful for assistance from the senator. Next week at services, we do have a combined operations and services in light of the holiday at the end of the month. But next week at services committee, there'll be presentations from your Canton program director for our mental health clinic, as well as the Ogdensburg Chemical Dependency Clinic program director, to provide you with, in essence, a SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Certainly, there's a lot of conversations about these important topics and the influence they have in our county, so I thought it would be a valuable opportunity for you to hear from the folks running the clinics. We will have a presentation the following week at Finance. A scheduling issue came up, so the Canton Chemical Dependency Clinic presentation will take place at the Finance Committee. I did want to tell you, and certainly you'll hear more about it from them, that there was an audit conducted by OASIS for 3 days last week in the Canton Clinic as a part of the recertification process. And I'll leave that to them to speak to it, but I left there feeling good about services provided and lots of praise received by the staff in that clinic. At Finance this month, Highway will provide you with an update to their annual presentation. I think Don and his staff have done a good job of making sure that the board's aware of where we stand, both with our roads and our bridges, and it's important to continue that update to you. There are some changes in how the laws are being applied, and he wants to bring you up to speed on that next week. I had initially reported to you that the Chamber of Commerce would be reporting to you this month. They've asked to move that presentation to Finance in June. We're working with a couple other presentations that we're working to schedule, so we'll find a spot for them to be able to come in the month of June. Next week, the Audit Committee, we'd like to convene the Fiscal Stability Audit Committee to meet for the entrance interview with our auditors. They will be on site to begin the 2017 audit. but also an opportunity for us to discuss both the recommendation from the Board of Legislators for the fund balance for 2019 budget, as well as coming back around on the reserves that you've created for recommendation from me on the amounts that is that are I would recommend that you move to those reserves closing out 2017. last week I started a discussion with our department heads and was mentioned tonight in the comments about the St. Lawrence County website. That website is about 7 years old now, and it was designed specifically for an environment in the county when broadband wasn't widespread. We actually made choices about loading speeds and things to allow folks that had dial-up at that time to be able to access the information and in a way that wouldn't take an extraneous amount of time. We're moving towards a place where broadband is more widely available, so we'd like to take a look at that. We're re-identifying those contact individuals and departments who can access the website and keep that information accurate, so certainly something we'll look at. But it needs to be a living, breathing instrument of communication, and we're going to work on that. Also, wanted to make sure you are aware that vacancy committee will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. We have two legislators who will be participating. We'll be looking at 11 positions, and currently there are 40 positions vacant. That does not take into account the temporary positions that are budgeted. Midweek, I will be meeting with the public defender and the conflict defender to continue reviewing their proposals for the indigent legal services plan that we'll be submitting to the state. As you're well aware, we'd like to get in the queue early and be one of the first to submit with hopeful reimbursement to come shortly thereafter. So we'll keep you posted on that. Wanted to let you know that on May 16th, our Veteran Services Director and his clerical individual will be honored by the Canadian government. And this is one of the honors that we've never received before. So you're all invited to attend on May 16th at 11 o'clock a.m. At the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs located in the St. Lawrence Center Mall. So they'll be honored by the province of Ontario. And certainly, if you want to get in touch with Kelly, if you can attend, we'd like that you join us if you could. Pretty big honor. And I took the liberty of embarrassing Mike amongst his colleagues last week and letting everyone know and in passing along the invitation. Certainly very proud of Mike and his efforts in helping, in this instance, Canadian veterans. We did meet today with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We'll be bringing you some information about the year-end review. Certainly heading in the direction that we had anticipated, working with the unions and with county staff to sort out what the best choice is for St. Lawrence County. And we've scheduled a meeting. As you're well aware, the Health Insurance Committee had been attempting to meet quarterly to review changes and both get updates from what the unions were seeing or hearing from their members. So that meeting's been scheduled for May 23rd. So those of you who participate on the Health Insurance Committee hopefully can join us for that meeting. Then finally, I have an update for you
on the legislative salary review. So, wanted to share with you the recommendation, and I would caution you that it is a recommendation at this point. The tenets of the resolution 375-2017. Requested that I form a committee would be tasked to bring back a recommendation that you could consider. So I'll go through the recommendation itself. But what the idea is that you will take the opportunity to hear the recommendation, take this month of May to have a conversation that you will consider at finance, to then put a resolution through the June board meeting. The recommendation that you have before you is as follows. Currently, legislators receive an annual salary of $9,000 a year. The vice chair receives $11,000, and the chairman receives $14,000. The recommendation from the committee is a $3,000 increase. The last increase took place, the best that we can tell, in the year between the budgets of 2000 and 2001. So the proposed rate would become $12,000, $14,000, and $17,000. Consideration was also given for health insurance. They looked at a myriad of information between other counties and how these are applied for legislators. So the interest is in looking at a potential buyout if legislators choose to opt out of the health insurance of an additional $3,000. That would, in the instance of opting out
chairman to 20,000, the vice chair 17,000, and legislators 15,000. So if they opted in for health insurance, they would receive the earlier salary package. There's examples provided below of how that would be implemented. And the last recommendation was that every outgoing board take the opportunity to consider an appropriate increase if it's warranted at the time, so that no board, avoiding the potential perception of a conflict of interest, would be able to reward their own, much like this board is doing now. This increase potentially, or however this turns out, would be not to begin until January 1st, 2019. So this would give legislators the opportunity to make adjustments with the understanding they would review all the union contracts in place and make a decision accordingly. Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions for Ruth? Mr. Fay?
Yes, I would like to ask how much the health insurance does actually cost us. The buyout's $3,000. I want to know how much the cost of it is.
So for an individual plan, it would be $9,500 a year. For a family plan, it's $24,000.
So you're telling me they're getting a $24,000 pay increase if they take the health insurance?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Is there any objection to the process that I've described to follow once you have an opportunity to review this recommendation, have the conversations you feel necessary, and at finance, instead of putting resolution together, have the dialogue on the finance agenda, and from the floor, make the resolution that would then go into the June board agenda. Okay. Unless there's any other questions, I'm good.
Okay. I'd like to have Dylan Soper come up and introduce himself so that he's not outdone by Mr. Simmons. Dylan has informed me that he is ill, which is not unusual for new employees. Our public health director, Dana, of all things, was sick. Dylan, if you introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Dylan Soper. I'm from Gubbinor, born and raised. I went to college at SUNY Potsdam, spent most of my life right here in the county. I look forward to the challenges ahead in serving the taxpayers of St. Lawrence County and being as helpful as I can to the board members and administrator. I'd like to thank Ruth as well.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Soper? There should be a couple of grillers here. No? Okay. They're taking it easy on you and your illness. Okay. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
All right. Next up are committee reports. Does anybody have anything from the committees that they serve on that they'd wish to report at this time? How about old or new business? Okay. We do have a need for an executive session to discuss litigation, reports, and personnel. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
And appointments.
And appointments also? It's not on my thing here. Okay. All right. Who is it? Okay. Motion, Mr. Burke, seconded by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Hooper has made the motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Services, Mr. Colbert.
Community Services Board, Amber Davis of Canton. Traffic Safety Board, Darren Chartrand of Messina. And a reappointment to the Traffic Safety Board, Richard McDougall of Madrid.
Motion made by Mr. Colbert. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert, will you do the finance for Mr. Timmerman, please?
Yes, we have two reappointments, one to the St. Lawrence County Industrial Development Agency, Lynn Blevins of Ogdensburg, and the Workforce Development Board, Ronald McDougall of Governor.
Motion's been made by Mr. Colbert. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. A motion, if there's nothing else, a motion for adjournment. Mr. Forsyth, second. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes? Go ahead. Yep.
Would it be possible to have someone look into how many part-time employees for the county do receive benefits and what the hours they have to work, minimum hour? So we have that for the next. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions or points? Okay. Motion for an adjournment made by Mr. Fay, second by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor or signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you for coming.